Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. The US President Joe Biden's announced sweeping new measures, effective immediately, aimed at deterring migrants from crossing into the United States from Mexico. Speaking at the White House, Mr. Biden said the executive action was necessary to regain control of the border. He's come under intense pressure to tighten border controls ahead of November's presidential election. Nomia Iqbal is in Washington.
President Biden wants to change the political narrative around immigration. He really wants to show strength on an issue that we know from the polls voters are unhappy about. What has been announced is that the border will shut if the number of people attempting to cross it reaches a certain threshold of 2,500. And these new measures will take effect immediately. There'll be some exceptions for unaccompanied children. And Mr. Biden has said when the crossings fall back to a daily average, there would be this provision that allows people to resume their asylum petitions.
The leaders of Britain's two largest political parties have taken part in a bad-tempered televised debate ahead of next month's general election. On reducing immigration, the Conservative Prime Minister Rishi Sunak said he was prepared to withdraw Britain from the European Convention of Human Rights in order to process migrant claims in Rwanda. The Labour leader, Keir Starmer, did not rule out processing immigrants in a third country, but said he would comply with international law. The two men also outlined their policies on taxes, health, education, the climate crisis and the war in Gaza. Sean Curran was watching.
This was the first time the two had gone head-to-head in a live television debate. It was a chance for them to reintroduce themselves to the voters and perhaps challenge some preconceptions. The stakes for both couldn't be higher. Throughout the hour-long programme, the two men repeated their main election messages. The Labour leader talked about 14 years of Conservative chaos and said it was time for change. The Prime Minister said only he had a plan for the economy.
Official results from India's general election show an alliance led by the Prime Minister Narendra Modi has won enough seats to form the next government, but his BJP party has failed to secure a majority on its own, winning far fewer seats than at the previous election. Opposition groups led by the Congress Party have performed better than forecast. Our South Asia editor, Ambarasan Etirajan, says Mr. Modi's third term will look different from his first two.
He needs to get a consensus among the coalition partners, and adjusting with them on various issues could be a challenge for him, because all along he has projected himself as a strong leader, a strong man who's going to take India to the next level. And the two terms he had, that's what he was projecting himself as, that image. Now he needs to understand the new coalition politics.
BBC News. Slovenia's become the latest European country to formally recognise Palestine in a move that the left-wing government hopes will increase diplomatic pressure for an end to the war in Gaza. The National Assembly vote follows similar recent decisions by Spain, Norway and Ireland and adds Slovenia to the nearly 150 countries which already recognise Palestine as an independent and sovereign state. The Slovenian Conservative opposition boycotted the vote. The Israeli army's launched a new operation against Hamas in Al Buraij refugee camp in the centre of Gaza. In recent weeks, the Israeli army has also been fighting what it says is a resurgence of Hamas activity in the north of Gaza. Israel previously said the group had been cleared from such areas. An international team of climate scientists is warning that the rate at which human activity is warming the world is at an all-time high. The researchers say the opportunity is rapidly running out to limit the global temperature rise to 1.5 degrees above pre-industrial levels. That threshold is considered crucial to avoid the most catastrophic impacts of climate change. New Bank of England banknotes featuring a portrait of King Charles will be issued from today. The new portrait will appear on all denominations for £5, £10, £20 and £50. Kevin Peachey reports.
The King has been presented with the first issues, but it may take some time before the rest of us start to see and use these new banknotes regularly. That's because they'll enter circulation gradually, replacing damaged notes or when there's a rise in demand. Andrew Bailey, the bank's governor, has described it as a historic moment. He says cash is still important to many people and that the bank is committed to providing it for as long as wanted. But a survey for Link, which oversees the ATM network, suggested half of those asked expected a cashless society in their lifetime.
BBC News.